sometimes it's just nice to wake up with a big old smile on your face. Good morning from the Breakfast Buzz with Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9. The Buzz.
Hey, chores around the household. 60-40, right? That's how it keeps our relationships good. Everybody does 60%.
You are all about the 60-40. I wish James never has said anything to you. Okay, so here's the thing. What? I am so freaking annoyed with my husband because he's a damn baby. He's so stinking chicken.
What do you mean?
Well, there's a chore around the house that I need him to do. I need him to fix something.
Okay.
And it's the simplest, easiest task ever. And he's too scared to freaking do it.
What is it? Deal with electricity then, right?
No, it's not electricity. It's so easy. So our neighbor told us that our gutter, and yes, if it wasn't for the neighbor, I probably would not have realized, but our gutter on the side of the house, the very top of the house, just popped out of place.
Oh, is it now, on the ground?
No. It's like, it's not the downspout. It's the gutter.
Right.
And it's not on the ground. Just one corner of it just kind of
is drooping or something.
It's pushed away from the house.
Ooh.
It's just the screw popped out or whatever. Whatever. I don't know. Anyhow, so it's all you have to do is you get another nail, screw, whatever it is, gutter. For the gutter, specifically made, you put it in the sleeve. It comes with like a little sleeve. Put the nail through it, drill it into the wood of the roof, and we're fine here. It's like a 2-second jobber.
You said this between songs. So you're like, well, you take the nail and you screw the nail in, and I'm like, you don't screw nails in. You just said
it again. Oh, screw nail, because I don't know if it's a screw or if it's a nail.
It's a spike, Sandra. It's about
no. It's
six,
not a spike.
It's not a spike that goes in.
I don't know what the hell it is. I'm not a roofer. I'm not a gutterer. Anyhow, it's a simple fix is what I'm trying to say.
And you want your husband to fix it.
I know you're shaking your head if you do this for a living. You're probably shaking your head at me. Yes, fine. I know how easy it is. It's the hard part is just getting up there.
So
I asked my husband. I'm like, okay, dad has a ladder. My brother-in-law has a ladder tall enough.
Mm-hmm.
Get up there and fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I'm not getting up there. You get up there.
Oh, yeah.
But my life is slightly more valuable than yours. The children need a
God.
Mother.
See, the willingness to do the 60-40 is never reciprocal.
It's so easy. I am not going to pay somebody to just pop it back into place. It's 2 seconds. Just climb your little butt up there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll catch you if you fall.
No,
right
he
behind
will.
You.
He will crush you and disable you
and
if he falls. So you are not more important.
I'll lay out the mattress. I mean, you're fine. People do it all the time, every day. Just climb your ass up there and just pop it back into place. Isn't that his role?
The time that we've been talking about this, you could have gotten up there, done it. You could do it between songs. You can get up there, plop, bang, whang, have a nice day.
I'm not getting up there. No way. I hate
So it's probably above the second story, which is almost, 25 feet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So anybody, if you don't have a fear of heights, I'll pay you to go up there.
I thought you said you don't want to pay anybody.
Well, I'll pay $100. You know how contractors.
I'll be right there.
Will you do it?
$100? Sure.
I'll pay you $100.
You will not.
I absolutely will. Yeah, because I don't know which contractors to trust. Will they show up? Then they'll probably charge me way more than it needs to be. How bad would that be if my husband says, no, I'm too scared of heights. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do it. And you are the one that saves the day? Would that totally mess with his head or what?
Yeah, he'd hate me for the rest of my life. And I have to work alongside him. Let's
Will
just put it that
it,
way.
Will you do it, please? Are you afraid of heights?
150?
No!
The Breakfast Buzz in the morning. 98.9 The Buzz.